All right, welcome back. Every Thursday, we check in with Ivy Tech, and we do so with the Chancellor, Eric Coyne, joining us. When was the last time that you and I, it feels like it was before Thanksgiving. Is that true?
I think it is. It's great to be back.
Love to have you, buddy. How are you?
Oh, great, Glass. Thanks so much. Really, we're winding down the semester here. The finals are in full swing. I just met with a student who finished their last final, and he was incredibly thrilled to get head out on the break. So, relax a little and recharge before next semester. So, yeah, it's great. Another day of finals, day and a half of finals. Finish up the semester on Saturday. So it's been a great first semester for me. You know, we do the 8-week classes, so two sets of 8 weeks under our belts, and it's been a lot of fun. It's great energy here as people, you know, start getting into final season, really kind of hunkering down. A lot of grading going on. I ran around the other day and was talking to faculty. And, there's a lot of grading happening right now. And so over the next probably 4 or 5 days. And so it's an exciting time to be here. You know, things are starting to wind down. It's getting a little slower. But at the same time, behind the scenes, things are in their final push. So it's an interesting time.
Now, when you're done with finals on Saturday, what are you guys doing next week then? If people, for example, folks in the MCC, they're done with school on Friday. If they're looking to see what's happening at your building, we know the internet's always open, but our friends at RBB get done next Wednesday as well. Kind of what's your schedule from here to the new year?
We are open next week, so come on out. It's a great time to come out and really see what's going on. If you're not in school, take advantage of that time. Come out and visit us, walk around. You know, come see us, set up a time. We're happy to show you around. And then the following week, so that week between Christmas and New Year's, we will be closed on campus. So don't try that week, but the week prior and the week after that, so after New Year's, we'll be back. But before Christmas, we'll be here. But between Christmas and New Year's, we're gonna close down shop.
You should. Put your feet up. Enjoy it. Everybody needs a break. So when we're doing that, great. Spend time with family. Get the batteries recharged. And for those of you wondering and scoring at home, well, the spring semester will start. Which day in January, my friend? Which day do you need everybody there to open that door and get going for two more 8-week sessions?
Yeah, classes will start on the 16th of January, and so we're looking to get people in, you know, as soon as possible, get them registered, get them signed up between now and then. We really, really before January 8th to give yourself a really good, some ample time to really look through your records, trying to make sure everything, we get you in the right classes, get you where you want to go, give you an opportunity to kind of look at the different options. So the sooner the better, but yeah, we are ready to go middle of January to hit the ground running again. Lots will happen between now and then, really between New Year's and January 16th. There'll be a lot of work getting classes ready, getting the campus prepped for students to return. So really excited for that. And get in here before the 8th of January is probably the right time to, you know, get in here, see what we can do for you. You start getting a little later than that, you start getting pushed into, you know, different programs and things, and you don't get a chance to really spend the time you want to understand what options are available to you. So really encourage folks to get out here sooner rather than later.
And sooner would be next Tuesday. Tuesdays at the Tech, it will be the final one of 2023. Yeah. Tell me what takes place each Tuesday from 3 to 5.
You come on out, we check out, we let you tour campus, you can connect with our admissions, the counselors, our advisors, you know, just our team in general, you get a good sense of what programs are available, how we can best support you. You know, we have so many wraparound services to really help students. It's a terrific, terrific place to start your higher ed journey. It, you know, if you came from, you know, high schools don't have big classes, but and neither do we. So it's great. You know, you're going to be in a class with small numbers. We have counselors, we have mental health counselors, we've got academic advisors, we've got career coaches. You know, we have the whole gamut of wraparound services to provide really the support our students need. And I think it's a great place to really transition from maybe the maybe you're working now and you want to see if higher ed's for you, Tuesdays of the Tech is a great time to come out, kind of really understand what we're all about. If you're in high school, you got that break, you want to see, hey, is Ivy Tech the right place for me? Come on out next Tuesday. We'd love to show you around and really see that. I think it's a great option for so many people to really consider as their first choice of where to continue their higher ed and how to get started on that journey. So really excited to welcome folks out here on Tuesday. I can't guarantee it'll be warm, it's going to be a little chilly, but come on in.
Seasonably.
Warm inside here. I can guarantee we'll be warm inside. I talked to Tyler Bass. Tyler's confirmed for me. We will be warm in here.
I like the sound of that. Eric Coyne is our guest. He's the chancellor at Ivy Tech. And again, getting things wrapped up in the classroom this week. Next week, they'll be open to help you out, help you pull chart your future academically, both. There's counselors for everything to help you out. Where have you been all these weeks? Where do you go? What do you do? This must be terribly important. I want to hear all about it.
I've really been fortunate. We've had state board meetings. So I was at that a couple weeks ago. Before that, we had Thanksgiving mixed in there, and before that, I was off. I think at one point, and we've talked since we went down to Nashville. And
yeah, the big pitch competition, that was fun. Yeah,
the pitch competition, so that was fun. And we just had a handful of things pop up, and it takes me away, but I love being here on campus. It's got a great energy here, great vibe.
Well, even when you go off campus, like you said, when you were in Nashville winning a pitch competition, well, you had a pitch competition last week as well. How'd that go?
Yeah, we had our Duke It Out pitch competition.
No fighting.
No fighting. Yeah, Duke Energy sponsors it, so you got to love the, you know, the interplay with that, the wordplay there. So, yeah, Duke Energy sponsors it. I had an opportunity to meet with a number of the entrepreneurship students in the days leading up and help them with, you know, give them some advice on their pitches and whatnot. So it was a lot of fun, really interesting pitches and ideas that our entrepreneurship students had. And we had two cohorts. And, the first cohort were they were students who just kind of who were presenting their business as a part of the curriculum and just some ideas they had, and we were really had great pitches out of that, and then we had a second group that were really pitching for cash prize. So one was sort of for class credit, and one was like, no, I want, show me the money, right? And so those were great. We had an interior design group, Morgan Spear, who runs Spirited Designs Company. She took first place, received $1,250, Glass.
Wow.
$1,250. Merry Christmas, huh?
Amen.
And then second place was Gab Shear. He has YG Glassworks. It's a glass blowing company. Really interesting story. I had a chance to meet with that young man and on his journey and how he is really turning his passion for glass making, glass blowing, into a business and a career for himself and his brother. So it's a great story. And then third place, Gav got $750, and then in third place, receiving $500, was Sam Fox, who has Dissident Wellness, which is a gym and physical well-being concept. And so that was really, really terrific. Exciting just to watch all three of them thrive in that environment, you know, because pitches are, it's nerve-wracking and they get out there. But we had great judges.
Were you one of the judges? Do they make you do that?
I was not. Well, as I was at that state board meeting, so unfortunately I wasn't able to see it. Wasn't able to be there, but I was able to catch the video and saw some of the was able to read up on some of the results. So that was terrific. I wish I could. Hopefully next year I'll be able to be a judge. I enjoy doing that because the energy these entrepreneurs bring is really, it's just fun. You can see the passion, you can see the excitement they bring for the, you know, the problem that they're solving and the solution they're bringing to the world. So that's a lot of fun. But we had Liz Cook from Liz Cook Irwin from Duke Energy was one of our judges, and Michelle Cassidy from Northwest Bank, and Andy Lehman from the Mill, and our very own Dr. Sydney Madi from Ivy Tech in our business program rounded out the judges. So it was really happy to have them.
Well, and how important is it, too, to have these sponsors and community partners to pull this off? That's another great part.
I mean, yeah, no. The cash prizes we gave out, thanks to Duke, and then NACE is the National Association for Community College Entrepreneurship. They're the same organization that we won our $40,000 pitch competition. They've given us additional funding so we could have pitch competitions on our own campus. And then the Gail and Bill Cook Center for Entrepreneurship, which we host here at Ivy Tech. We've great partnership, working closely with them. Indiana Small Business Development Center, Developify Consulting also gave some cash, added to the cash prizes. And then our whole Ivy Tech School of Entrepreneurship just spent a bunch of extra time helping the students get ready. Our own Sue Ann Graham spent so much time with them. She brings a real energy and passion to our entrepreneurship program. So it's a lot of fun to watch. It's just a really fun group, and I think there's so much opportunity here for businesses to grow and for people to learn how to grow their business. And then we have, you know, with our Cook Center partnership, with the Small Business Development Center, you know, we have all the tools are all in the same place. And then we have a great relationship with the Mill downtown. So a lot of that entrepreneurial ecosystem that exists here in Bloomington and extends all the way out here to the west side, we've got a great connection with that whole system. And so there's a lot of opportunity and energy in that in that space. And we're just happy to be able to support our students and get that community support so that we're able to offer this, you know, these Duke pitch competitions and things like that. The Duke It Out is terrific.
Eric Coyne, the Chancellor of Ivy Tech, joins us. And you have another great partnership with the IHSAA. It's like the internet's listening to me. We're talking about this and getting ready for today. And it pops up, and the IHSAA had a tweet today: top seven reasons why 92% of alumni would choose Ivy Tech again. Affordability, 70-plus programs, 40-plus locations, 500-plus online courses, credits to transfer to 100 schools, you graduate in 2 years or less, and high-paying, high-demand careers. You can all get that at your spot there on the west side, right, buddy?
Absolutely. Yeah, we've got 40-some programs out here, and we are rearing to go. I really love the partnership with IHSAA. I think it's
natural
really
as it gets, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it's just, you know, I like to joke, you know, I try and talk to coaches when I get the opportunity, and I ask them, I say, hey, does your you know, postseason workout plan, does that include Ivy Tech? You know, we offer free summer classes for high school kids in the summer, and so get them out here for those free programs. Let them, you know, help those athletes, those student athletes get on their way to, you know, fulfilling their post, you know, athletic dreams, and let's give them a head start. And so coaches, I think, play a huge part in that. And so the partnership between Ivy Tech and the IHSAA just seems like a supernatural fit.
Yeah, it's pretty cool, pretty cool. And they help you spread that word, too. You can spend your money elsewhere if you've got the IHSAA helping you out and doing all that fun stuff. All right, so you've pitched it out. You've had fun. We've got all of our great holiday timing all figured out. January 16th starts the new semester. The final Tuesday at the Tech of 2023 is next Tuesday, December 19th. What are you doing for the holidays, buddy? You've been so busy. I hope you get some time. Put your feet up.
Yeah, going to take some time. Reflect on this first 7 months that I've been here. It's been a...
Drinking out of a fire hose.
Yeah, it's been terrific. I could not ask for, you know, a better team, a better group of people who work here at Ivy Tech. Our staff, our faculty, everyone is really focused on helping our students succeed and making our community a better place. We are excited. We're going to be launching a new strategic plan in January. That NEST, the college itself, has a strategic plan, Higher Education at the Speed of Life. And we have taken that plan and we've broken it down and we've tailored it to Bloomington. And so we're excited to launch our own strategic plan that'll nest in there, Forging Futures, Cultivating Community, to really help embrace getting after, you know, student success and improving our teaching and learning and driving some operational excellence to really operationalize what we're doing out here. And then workforce development, how can we be that trusted partner for industry that is going to help build the workforce of tomorrow? And that's really what we're after. And I think great things ahead in 2024 for us. And so as I reflect back, I'm just honored to be a part of this team. Great group of folks. I couldn't be happier with where things are headed and what we're up to here. And I see, you know, just the role for Ivy Tech in our community and throughout the region to be an engine for, you know, economic growth and also individual growth and creating opportunities for people. It just really is a game changer. I love hearing the stories, so many stories from our students about how Ivy Tech changed their life. And so, you know, I look forward to carrying that on into 2024 and the messages that, well, heck, I think we've got one more. Do we have one more? When are we going to chat again?
Next Thursday. If you want to stop by, yeah, I'll be here.
I don't think I'm going to be available next Thursday, buddy.
I knew it.
So this is our farewell. This is my last farewell for the year. So I really wish everybody a happy holidays. The reception from the community has been terrific. I'm really, really honored and humbled to be here and really hope to lead this campus as best I can. And with the team we have in place, it is a true privilege to get to do it. And, you know, and I just spent 30 minutes with a student talking with him and trying to understand kind of, you know, his journey and his path and where he's going. And that's the fun part, right? Just that energy from the young people that they bring and the passion that they bring and trying to make this a better place, and what can they do, and how can we collectively, you know, improve our campus, improve our community. And it's just so much fun to work with that kind of energy. So, so that's what I'll be doing. I'll be reflecting on all that, and I'll be getting geared up for 2024.
Outstanding, buddy. Well, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year to you and your family. Enjoy the reflections and the time spent together, and I know you'll be at it once the new year gets up and ready to go.
Thanks, buddy. Happy New Year, Happy Holidays, Merry Christmas to everybody, and look forward to talking again in the new year.